As I write this, my English bulldog is at my side, looking up at me soulfully. He turns away only to hold his jowl open against a chair in order to breathe better. I know that his attentiveness likely has much to do with the fact that I'm sitting near a nice warm fire. I like my dog a lot, but no matter how soulful his look, he and his predecessors won't get a sizable amount of money from me when I'm gone. I have my kids and other relatives to worry about. Besides, it's hard for me to understand why people would leave any sizable inheritance to a dog or a cat or a whatever pet. There are so many people and worthwhile organizations in need. There are also willing heirs waiting in the wings, perhaps. They're usually the ones who come forward to complain when a loved one wills a fortune not to grandnephew Dylan, but to Great Dane Duke. The latest attention-grabbing headline: Maryland dogs live the sweet life on $800,000 inheritance. I'm not saying that there's any lawsuit pending in that case or that one will ever be filed, but it's that sort of situation that could spark relatives to come out of the woodwork. Sometimes it's a non-issue because the dogs are older and won't live so long and the relatives will benefit when the dog dies, or because the relatives are the primary beneficiaries with the dog or cat receiving only a portion of the estate. But sometimes a relative gets nothing, and the dog or cat gets much more than that. Think Leona Helmsley's $12 million gift to her dog, and how, they say, two of her grandchildren got nothing. Sometimes when that happens, those left out ask the courts to figure out whether the will is a good one or not, hoping for the latter. Many of the cases are older. Courts reasoned back then that pets were property only, and one couldn't bequeath items of personal property to other items of personal property. The tale of Roxy, apparently in Airedale, is a good example of how things used to be. Roxy didn't get half of her owner's fortune, even though that's what she'd been promised in her owner's will. The court found that dogs couldn't be beneficiaries, and Roxy's half went to the decedent's human relatives. Compare that outcome with a similar case in which the court upheld a will that gave all monies to an animal protection organization. Perfectly okay, the court said, because the money didn't go to one particular dog, but an organization that helps dogs. That second outcome is similar to what would happen in many cases today. Take the example of an Ohio woman who died a few years back and left all her money to the local humane society, asking that it care for her cat. Relatives argued that once the cat died, the leftover cash should go to them, but a jury and an appellate court decided in favor of the Humane Society, certain that the pet owner had intended to disinherit family. What this means is that it's likely that a court would find a pet the rightful owner of a fortune, even if surviving relatives object, as long as the jurisdiction allows it and all legal ducks are in a row. Who would have thought that a fluffy cat or even a smash-faced dog could hold their own in court? Come to think of it, maybe there's a motive for soulful bulldog looks in my direction, quite aside from fireside warmth. I'm Amy Guida.